Hello, and welcome to Mormon Channel. When I was 4 years old, my mother put me in piano lessons. I was just learning to read, and if that wasn't overwhelming enough, now I had to learn how to read music and keys and notes. Every day, for as long as I can remember, I would come home from school, and the first thing I had to do, even before homework, was practice piano. Every day for years. And I loved it while I was younger, but as I started becoming a teenager, daily practices seemed tedious. I didn't understand why my mom made me practice every day, and I didn't understand why piano was so important. I didn't even think I was that good, to be honest. There were days where I just couldn't get the song, and I never thought that I would learn to play the piano without making mistakes. But my mother insisted that I continue to practice, and she never let me quit. Though, trust me, there were many times that I wanted to. I never realized what a blessing it would be for me to learn the piano. I've been able to serve and share that talent with others and play in congregations that didn't have the opportunity to have a pianist during church. I realize now that during those times where I wanted to quit, when I just thought I was never going to learn, I was only looking at what was right in front of me during that time. While my mother was looking at the big picture, she was looking 10, 20 years ahead, when I would be a great piano player, when I'd be teaching my children how to play. She was looking not at what I was at that time, but at what I could be. She saw my potential and believed in me and knew that one day I would be able to play the piano in the way that I'd always wanted to play. If you haven't yet, you need to check out our new Mormon message from Mormon Channel titled A Piano's Purpose. It was an amazing video that touched my heart because I could relate having been a piano player. The video depicts the story of a piano who was the prized possession of a sweet older woman. And every day she would sit at the piano and play, but because of her health, she sadly passed away. The piano is left alone, and eventually the family puts it into storage for years. It sits and accumulates dust, it becomes worn and broken, and eventually the family donates it to a DI. But one day a woman walks in and sees this old, worn, and broken piano. And while other people just saw it for what it was, she saw it for what it could be. She takes it home, and with a lot of patience, love, and care, she adds new paint and stains the wood. She fixes the cracks, and she turns it into a beautiful and new-looking piano. The piano later becomes part of her home, and her children learn to play it, and it becomes a family treasure. The piano gains a new purpose and reaches its full potential. So what does this story mean for us? There might be times when you feel like you're an old, worn-out piano. Maybe you feel broken and worthless. But the Lord sees you. He sees you not as you are, but what you can become. He sees your full potential and knows that you're better than you think you are. Also, please understand that we do not reach our potential overnight, and the Lord understands that. He knows that it's a process, and there might be periods where we have to go through tough refinement, and we may not like it, just like I didn't like it, having to practice every day, but it was the only way that I was going to learn. We have the potential to become like our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Think about that. We can become just like them, but in order to do so, we must submit to the will of the Father, just like the Savior did. We have to let them take control and let them guide us. And it's only when we do this that they can refine and restore us. Don't ever feel like you are too broken or too sinful. Don't ever feel like forgiveness is too far of a reach, because it never is. Lastly, I wanted to share this great quote by Neil M. Maxwell, where he says, the Lord loves each of us too much to merely let us go on being what we now are, for he knows what we have the possibility to become. I invite you to check out this amazing new Mormon message, A Piano's Purpose, and make sure to share it with your friends. You never know who needs this message in their life right now. Thanks for listening today. We've got some great videos, music, and inspirational quotes that you can also check out on mormonchannel.org.